So, my name's Helen Palmer. I'm here with Joanne Green. Joanne Green, you're an artist. You're an artist in many media. You're also an activist. You're also a woman going through some trouble at the moment. Tell me about your health.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010, and in 2017, it came back as metastatic breast cancer. So I've outlived expectations.
Why do you think that is?
I think the development of new drugs is keeping a lot of us alive much longer.
Do you think that your attitude and the importance you put in your art has an effect on that?
It's very possible. There are people who really believe that being optimistic and productive and creative, hopeful, keep you alive longer. I'm not somebody who thinks that way. I tend to be a much more grounded, realistic person. So I see every day that I survive as a gift, not as a given. And certainly producing and creating gives one a sense of purpose in life. When you take that away, when you're too sick to do artistic work or any work at all, it probably shortens your life. So yes, one does have to have a sense of purpose to keep living, to stay healthy. It's very difficult with side effects sometimes. They're sometimes crushing to the point that you can't do much, you can't function very well. But then there's also a community of people, mostly women, with the same disease who meet once a month online at the moment and give one another support and keep us all going.
You spoke of language and the way we use language and how language is used, particularly about cancer. It's always the war on cancer. And yet what you're speaking about, producing art that reflects, is the connection of all things. And whether you like it or not, the cancer is you.
Yes.
Do you think of yourself fighting your cancer, or do you think of yourself living with your cancer?
The latter. I definitely feel like I'm living with it. It's not been an easy thought process to sort of intervene on, because I think the natural way to think about it is, because of the media and the way so many people talk about it in books, all the experts talk about it this way, that you're fighting a battle. And at one point I thought to myself, why would I go to war with myself? The cancer is mine. I try not to refer to it as it or the cancer. I always try to call it my cancer, very particular to me. And I definitely try to live with it and not think about wars and battles and any type of violence. The medication and the radiation and chemo is violent enough. I don't think we need to add to our sense of being as an environment in which to fight, but rather to feel compassion and tenderness again towards oneself and other people suffering.
Heine wrote, "Who speaks of victory? Wer spricht vom Sieg? Überleben ist alles." Who talks of victory? Survival is everything. Heinrich Heine. Hi. Yeah. But you say that your cancer has metastasized.
It's in my bones and all my lymph nodes. But I'm on a treatment now for the first time in a year that actually is shrinking the tumors. So at this late stage in my journey, I wasn't expecting to have that kind of rebound response.
How does it affect your art?
Well, to the extent that I haven't done any since 2021, since I did this work. It's just been too difficult for me to... I talked early on about having a folder and gathering ideas and images and various bits of writing that would at some stage turn from a possibility into an actuality. I don't have a folder like that in progress. It's just been too difficult to read, to feel inspired. Cancer treatment makes you very tired and sometimes makes you feel ill. So I haven't done anything since this.
But yeah, thank you for making so much effort at a time that's so difficult for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your interest.
I'm Helen Palmer.
Thank you so much, Helen. I'm Joanne Green.